We're talking today with Hugh Aljo from the Noble Foundation, and coming up in mid-March, you've got a really interesting conference that you've got in the works right now, the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, going to be at the Ardmore Convention Facility there, March 14th. Tell me about what the idea is behind this meeting.
Ron, what we wanted to try to do is take a look at what the industry is facing today. Our theme is focus on efficiency, and with what we have, the issues we struggle with, climate, and then knowing that the cow numbers are down, corn prices, feed prices are going up, we really felt like that the opportunity to visit with the producers would be what can they do to make money on their operations, considering some of the things that they're struggling through today.
I know that you've already got your speakers kind of lined up. Who's going to be out there talking to folks?
Okay. From the very beginning, what we're going to focus on is the climate. And we've got Evelyn Browning Garris from the Browning Newsletter. She's coming in and going to talk about the long-term climate, looking at the past, what we think we're facing as we go forward to the future, and kind of put a perspective of what our cattle producers are going to face. Then we've got John Felt coming in from the Blue Water Outlook. He's the publisher of that publication. And he's going to look at more of the regional aspects as we go forward into the spring season, and probably, you know, within the next couple of years, what he foresees that we will face. And then we've got a couple of talks around focusing on our forage production. Chuck Coffey, myself, will be talking a little bit about what we see relative to trends in the Oklahoma, North Texas area, as well as what does it mean to stocking rates, carrying capacities, and how we need to face the this type of climate conditions as we go forward. We also have Dr. Ron Gill coming up, going to talk a little bit about the efficiencies within the livestock herds. What can we do to be more efficient, knowing that each calf is worth a heck of a lot of money nowadays? How can we get more out of the cattle that we do have and can retain on our pastures? Dr. Billy Cook's going to talk a little bit about the new technologies that we have available to us to help us as cattle producers as we go forward. And then we're going to have Dr. Darrell Peel coming in, give us a little bit more of the economic ramifications. If you're a livestock producer, what are the elements that we know that we've got to face and pay particular attention to in order to make the most income and manage the expenses within an operation?
Hugh Aljo with the Noble Foundation. For more information, you can go to the Noble Foundation website. It's www.noble.org/events. Or you can contact Jackie Kelly. Her phone number, 580-224-6360. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.